I can feel freedom rising across the planet. I can feel human liberty exploding. I can feel your will. Evil is in full panic mode right now. God is real. God is great. God is the compendium of the entire universe and beyond. And I want all of you to hear me now. The tectonic developments, culturally, spiritually, economically, has just begun. And it is your choice, spiritually now, which side you're going to be on that will predestine your entire future throughout the universe. Earth is only the launch point. The eye has not seen. The ear has not heard. The mind has not conceived what God has in store for us. You can feel it. See it. You can touch it. You can taste it. You know it in your very bones, the heart of your soul. Reach out to God and ask God to lead, God, and direct you. Ask God to sanctify you. Ask God to purify you. Reach out across the time-space continuum. Make the electrical connection to infinity and transcend Satan, the failed little g god of this world. We are living in such an incredibly historical time right now. Yes, these are the times that try men's souls, but it is the trying of the soul that makes us face reality and become what we really should be.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Nitric Boost, Turmeric 95, high quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com.
Exploring the globalist agenda, it's The War Room with your host, Chase Geyser.
Welcome back to The War Room, ladies and gentlemen. I am Chase Geyser, proud to be hosting The War Room this afternoon. While Owen Schroyer is out for the week, he will be back in studio next week, so do not have any fear. Tomorrow afternoon, it will be the great Harrison Smith hosting The War Room, and in the morning, I will be hosting The American Journal at 8 a.m. Central Time. Of course, Alex Jones will be sitting in the chair at 11 a.m. Central Time every day this week, and he will be back in studio tonight as we cover live the broadcast of the Democratic National Convention, the DNCCP. Now, Joe Biden is expected to speak, if you call it that, this evening, as well as Hillary Clinton, so we have both manifestations of Satan incarnate speaking tonight, and we are going to be taking calls for the remainder of the show. We're going to cut to a video for about an hour or so before things ramp up at the DNC, and we will be covering live from studio the DNC this evening. Awesome stuff. This crew has been absolutely outstanding. God bless them, and God bless you, the InfoWars audience, who have kept us on the air for years and will continue to do so by sharing the broadcast, InfoWars.com/show, and by buying our products at InfoWarsStore.com. So let's go first to Nick in California. Nick in California, what is on your mind this evening, good sir?
Hello, good sir. Thank you so much for taking my call. It is such an honor to be on the phone.
It's an honor to have you. You're welcome anytime.
Yeah, it's something I just love trying to discuss with people, you know, when it comes to how do we fix all this is, you know, we really need to look at what is education doing to science, to like people's ability to scrutinize the data around them and the world around them, and the you know, pick apart studies and polls and surveys and,
right,
and things like that. You know, it's so important to not just you know, lap stuff up at face value and take people's words for things. It's really important to dig deeper and deeper,
yes,
until you get to stuff that's measurable, stuff that's deterministic, stuff that's empirical, stuff that, you know, you can really count on. Because even, it doesn't matter what family you're in, where everybody argues, you know, and everybody gets in fights and arguments and debates and things like that. And there's no real end to that, you know, because feelings are involved. We're human beings, you know.
Yes, absolutely. And one of the famous examples, I actually had despite the leftist teachers I had in public school, I had a couple of good teachers or a couple of good moments that stuck with me. And one of them was learning about the difference between correlation versus causation, right? So the left, and the Republicans do this too, they're amazing at convoluting correlation and causation, right? They say, oh, the number of guns in a city equals the number of gun deaths or whatever. The famous example that I learned in class was that ice cream sales and crime go up at the same time. So is ice cream causing the crime? No, it's the fact that crime goes up more in the summer months because people are comfortable outside all hours of the day and night, right? You're more likely to get your house broken into in the middle of night in summer than you are in the middle of a freezing cold winter because the criminals like to stay home warm. And right, so correlation is not causation, right? And people just take these statistics and this data at face value because our education system has failed to instill that critical thinking that you're talking about. They just hear a stat from the Biden campaign about how unemployment is at record lows, and they just take that as indicative, like Don Lemon, the retard that he is, indicative that the economy is doing so much better when, in fact, people are working 3 part-time jobs, so they're not showing up as unemployed to try to make ends meet instead of 1 good job as they were in 2019 to live abundantly, right? And so it's just little stuff like that manifest and propagated, rippling through every single issue. If you have a population that is unable to decipher the lies that they're constantly being told, then you wind up with a population that believes lies, and a population that believes lies is antithetical to the truth, and a population that is antithetical to the truth is destined for demise.
call. It's we have these dictators, these authoritarians, this sovereign immunity, right? These sovereigns that are, you know, if somebody raises their hand and says, you know, hey, I think, you know, this is something right, something ain't right here. They pull out their script. They say whatever, you know, the sovereign says, has some kind of a, just yes. a phrase that they can say, it shoots it down. And
yes.
So there, so the fact that there's, there, whatever accountability there is, it's to a sovereign, you know, authoritarian style thing.
Yes. That's and, that's called the appeal to authority fallacy. And Don Lemon was guilty of this too in his Man in the Street video earlier, where he's like, oh, well, Kamala Harris has experience. She was a prosecutor, as if just by virtue of being a prosecutor, that makes her somehow equipped or just or knowledgeable or experienced in any capacity, especially since most of her career was achieved on her knees.
Yeah. And so it's like when listener, I'm sure there's some listeners that when they are hearing people saying, yeah, there's these polls, you know, and it's just total BS, or, you know, they're hearing people say that these polls are absolute nonsense.
Yeah.
They, you know, it might come across as sort of like shallow, like just being in denial, but there's a way to look at these polls and look at them and say, is this some guy making stuff up, or does this look like a engineered science, you know?
Absolutely. And here's the thing, too. You can find polls that say both things. You can find polls that say Trump is just kicking ass, and you can find polls that say he's getting his butt whooped as well. And so we know for a fact that in 2016, all of the polls saying that Hillary was going to win were not only just incorrect, but they were lies. It became very apparent that they were lies after he won so abundantly, to most everyone's surprise, except for people who are really paying attention. So we already have evidence within the last 8 years that these polls mean nothing. They are it's controlled information for the purpose of manipulating the beliefs, wants, interests, and behaviors of the people themselves. And so, you know, we should take polls that support Trump and polls that attack Trump or make it seem as if it's hopeless to win with a grain of salt, at least maybe a pound of salt. Because obviously all of these major polls that are conducted on campuses by institutions like leftist academia or leftist media outlets are skewed to show something favorable. I mean, all the polls were showing, the so-called polls were showing that Joe Biden was going to beat Trump too, like a day before Joe Biden was forced out of the race because their internal polls showed that he was going to get his butt whooped.
Yeah. They have you heard of the term DOE?
I don't think so. You mean DOE, like DOE?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Enlighten me.
Yeah, DOE. So 99% of people are going to say Department of Energy. And I don't care if you're like a physicist or like a, you know, you're good at like all, you know, quantum physics and all this stuff, or, you mm-hmm. know, you've been a lifelong, you know, interested in natural sciences. DOE means Department of Energy for virtually 100% of people you talk to.
Yeah.
But that's a science term that means design of experiments.
Oh.
And that's a term, yeah. So, like, if you were to, like, really trace that science all the way up and try to become, like, a hard research scientist at a university, eventually you'd run into DOE. And it's either a module in a course, or you might take an entire course on DOE. But they're basically teaching you, filling in gaps that you didn't learn at science fairs at the public schools about, like, what all it takes to design a great experiment. And if you Google that and you look at what's out there and what the different universities and colleges are putting out there for information on DOE, it's so contradictory. It's so,
yeah.
And they do that on purpose. They're doing is they're obscuring.
Look, everybody knows they are the kings and queens of disinformation and misinformation. Whenever they claim to be fighting disinformation or misinformation, what they're really saying is that they advocate for censorship on behalf of protecting their false narrative. Nick, great call. Absolutely fascinating stuff. You're right on the money on so much. I'm so glad that you called. I do want to show a little bit of this clip. This is Vance warning about fake polls on Fox. It reminded me of this clip when you called in. Don't believe everything the pollsters tell you was J.D. Vance's message to voters in an interview on Sunday. Let's show a little bit of clip 56. I'll pull us out of it because it is 11 minutes long. We'll only listen to a couple minutes of it, but go ahead and run it and let's see what he had to say.
This is not an election for just the MAGA vote. Trust me, Donald Trump has that. Republicans need to be fighting for suburban women, for college educated, for independents, for moderate Republicans and conservative Democrats. They want to be asked for that.
Former presidential primary candidate Nikki Haley urging the Trump campaign and all Republicans to appeal to a broader group of voters than the already committed MAGA base. Joining me now, Republican vice presidential nominee and Ohio Senator J.D. Vance. Welcome back.
Thanks, Shannon. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so let's start there. This race is much different than what you were looking at a month ago. It is much tighter. You have said Republicans, quote, are going to need every vote they can get. You heard what Nikki Haley had to say. Here's what Karl Rove says, echoing her. He's going to be on the show later. He says, Mr. Trump so far has largely focused on themes that appeal only to his true believers, childish insults and talk of stolen elections, January 6th political prisoners, and a weaponized justice system. That won't win him a single vote he doesn't already have. So you know the faithful are with you. What more can and should your campaign be doing to reach beyond those boundaries?
Well, first of all, I think Ambassador Haley is right that we have to reach a broader group of voters. But I think that we're doing exactly that, Shannon. If you look at what President Trump has been saying at his rallies, what I've been doing at my rallies and my press events, is we've been making a very simple argument that when Kamala Harris became president, or vice president, I should say, she caused policies that led to a rapid increase in inflation and a rise in chaos around the world. When Donald Trump was president, we had stable prices, we had prosperity, we had higher take-home pay for American workers, and we had peace across the world. The contrast is really remarkable. And importantly, Shannon, we actually have a vision for bringing down energy costs, for bringing down food costs, for making housing.
They actually have a policy platform. Kamala Harris doesn't. They said that they released a platform today, but it was a platform that was Joe Biden's platform before he resigned as the candidate for president of the United States. And it's just more BS. They use these polls. They use the data to manipulate the masses into believing that there's something terrible. They try to associate Project 2025 with Donald Trump abundantly, despite the fact that he's come out repeatedly and said that he's not associated with it. Nobody's actually even read it, either on the right or the left. It's 900 pages long. So they just claim that stuff is in it that's not really in it. And then they claim that Trump is behind it when he's not really behind it. It's just another lie. It's more BS. Let's go to more callers. William in Arkansas. I always love hearing from you, William. You are a very informed, intellectual, young man. What is on your mind?
Survival, as always.
Yeah. I know, man.
I don't care who wins or loses this. The problem...
You really don't care?
No, because the problem is an insidious problem. The Democrats and the deep state will still be embedded. The Republicans and the Democrats are formal. The guys running everything at the top. You know, they're not going to fight Blackwater. The reality by anybody that the 20 to 30 million illegals that are here are just going to, you know, be put up on a bus and leave. What do they got to go back to? They'll fight. And you think about the reality of 10,000 people refusing to fight to the death. What does that do to our cops and our law enforcement? What does that do to the heightened anxiety on the street? If 10,000 of them, 1,000, what would the news do if 1,000 guys, women, they just, hell no, I ain't going. We're fighting down to the death, right? The Venezuelan takeover by that little apartment complex or whatever it is, these people ain't playing. You want to go get them? I don't really want to, but I kind of want to.
But I see your point, though.
I can't by myself. And the law enforcement's going to be in our way, whether they want to be or not. Their hands are tied. Our problem didn't start with the last two or three or four or five administrations. The corruption within our nation is deep. It may have started heavily, with the formation of the Federal Reserve and how the modern corporation came about in the 1870s after the Civil War. You know, carpetbagging isn't a new thing. I believe in compulsory service. When everybody's rear end, everyone, including Chelsea Clinton, and I got I'm not picking on anybody, but let's get
man, the elite killed. I'll pick on her. She could eat an apple through a picket fence.
She can, but let's get the elite's children on this. You know, when the leaders of BlackRock have to go do their own damn dirty work and the cops stop protecting these guys, I don't say defund the police, but who's protecting the man building the nuclear bomb? You arrest the man for a joint, tell a guy 20 years old that he's done two tours of service somewhere, but he's too young to have a beer or a cigarette, and you protect the man building nuclear bombs, right? Yeah. Why isn't the state police arresting the Border Patrol on the Rio Grande? Why aren't the sheriffs in this nation?
Well, look, William, you're hitting the nail on the head. If we have a corrupt Department of Justice, then we will have corrupt justice, which is the same thing as injustice. And unless that whole entire institution is gutted from the ground up or from the top down, however you want to look at it, we're going to continue to have these problems. And I also share your lack of hope in either Republican or Democratic establishment politicians solving this problem. But I do believe in Donald Trump, and I do believe that this assassination attempt has escalated him to another level of spiritual and intellectual enlightenment as to the depravity of these leftists. I've noticed that he's been very cautious in the way he's spoken about the attempt on his life. He has withheld any sentiments or statements pertaining to accusations that the deep state may have been behind this, that the CIA may have been behind this, but he is speaking softly and carrying a big stick. So I am absolutely rooting for him in this election on the 5th, and I have not lost all hope yet. William, thank you for your call. Cole in Tennessee. Cole, what do you want to talk about?
Hey, Chase, how are you doing?
Good, man. Thanks for calling.
All right, I got a couple things to talk about. One is the Brazil plane crash, you know, the ATR-72.
Yeah, with all the cancer doctors on board?
Yeah, you know what is interesting about that? I've been doing a real research because, you know, I was a student pilot for several years in Texas when I was living there. And
one of the
things I looked into, right? One of the things I looked into was this Atlantic Southeast Airlines flight 2311. Do you know who was on that flight back in 91?
No.
Senator John Tower of Texas. He was bringing documents, if I'm not mistaken, to some whistleblower in Savannah, Georgia, when the same exact plane, well, not the same exact plane, but it was a prop plane that went into a flat spin after the prop feathered and crashed near Savannah, Georgia.
What does it mean when a prop feathers? Please forgive me.
Well, what happens is the prop will go in, like, so when a prop is spinning, it'll kind of be, like, you know, flat, like facing forward, flat, and then all of a sudden when it feathers, it turns and it kind of looks, you know, straight up and down.
Mm. Okay.
Pretty much. And so what happened is the plane, when you look at the video of the Brazil ATR-72 and this Atlantic Southeast flight, both had one prop that feathered, and it went into a flat spin, which is almost completely unrecoverable.
Yes, that makes sense. Unless you turn it off and just glide.
Yeah, it's only that easy. But It's just interesting how, you know, John Tower got taken out in the same fashion as these mRNA.
Well, and here's the thing that blows my mind about all this. We've got these emergency landings of Trump's plane. Then we just had another emergency landing of Vance's plane. Then we've got this crash of this Brazil plane that had like seven cancer doctors on it all at the same time. This is all justified or reasonable in the minds of the public because over the course of the last several years, basically since the pandemic, we've heard story after story of malfunction after malfunction, specifically of Boeing planes. Most of these, of course, being the planes that are the culprits or the planes behind some of these disasters, whether it's doors flying off or landing gears not descending properly or windows popping out. I mean, we've heard disaster after disaster. So when we hear that there's an emergency landing or a crash, nobody's surprised. It's almost as if the deep state is taking advantage of the fact that there are shortages of mechanics, competent mechanics, and DEI initiatives that these major airlines have caused these planes to be basically safety risks now that they're hiring incompetent people to maintain them and they're not maintaining maintenance standards themselves. They're using this, they're taking advantage of this to justify or to allow them a window of opportunity to instill these malfunctions in planes of key influencers or political dissidents or opponents so that the public will believe that it was just a natural disaster when this stuff happens. I'm very concerned about Trump's plane. I think that it's a major, major vulnerability in his security.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And anyways, let's go ahead and get to some of this DNC news. Apparently, they just breached the fence. The protesters just did.
Yeah. Savannah did an awesome job covering that. Maybe we can get that clip ready and running again. We ran it for the first five. Cole, thank you so much for your call. Miss Lou in Florida. Miss Lou, I always love to hear from you. What is on your mind?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, you sound great.
Okay, honey, here's the deal. Real quick.
Yeah.
I just had a shock on Twitter this morning, or X, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
There's an ad out by the FBI.
Great.
That wants to research hate speech and hate incidents with an 800 number to call in and a tip line.
Tell me more about it.
Well, there's an ad with their logo, and it said, if you hear or you see or you know of any hate incidents. It doesn't describe just speech. It says incident, speech, whatever. I have to look it back up because I'm not sure if they used the word speech, but I think they did. Anyway, have your producers check out the ad on X this morning. I posted it. I reposted it on Elon's site. I think it's very disturbing in light of everything that's going on in the UK.
It's straight Maoist trash. This call to weaponize the general populace to be whistleblowers against each other is straight Maoist CCP trash. It's Walz influencing Kamala Harris, who's happy to be a communist if it means that she's all powerful. This is evil stuff. And I just want to put this out there. If you are blowing the whistle on your neighbor because of posts that they're making about their political beliefs on social media, you are just a giant pussy. And I'm sorry, Ms. Lou, I hate to use foul language in front of you, but it is the epitome. Like, one of the reasons that mafia movies have been so popular, that mob shows like The Sopranos or whether it's Godfather or others, is that you have this like organized crime institution, but it has its own code of ethics that it follows, like almost like gospel, right? So one of the differences is between like Hamas and the mob or the cartel and the mob is that the mob won't go after your family. They'll just go after you because family is out of the question against the rules. They have little rules like that they follow. So even though they're willing to do things like murder or steal or raid or bully or pressure people or extort people, they're willing to do horrible things. There's certain horrible things where they draw the line. And one of the things in the mafia that you never do is you never rat. You can kill somebody, no problem. You can get in a feud with somebody and beat the hell out of them, no problem. You can steal from somebody, you can rob somebody, you can betray somebody, but you can never rat. There's a famous scene at the end of Scent of a Woman where Al Pacino's character stands up in court and says, yes, my friend is all of these things, but he's not a rat. And they're trying to make a rat out of you. They want to make you so immoral, so debased, that you're actually even worse than the Italian mafia historically has been from a moral standpoint in the United States of America. They want to escalate you to a level of moral depravity that's akin to the CCP, that's akin to the cartel, that's akin to Hamas and these degenerates who are inbred and married to each other for thousands of years. Yes, but he's not a rat. That's what they want to make you. They want to make you a rat. Let's run that Savannah clip one more time because this is the type of hate that they'll never come after. They're going to come after you for being in the wrong place at the wrong time on January 6th, but they're not going to come after you from overcoming barricades and invading the DNC on behalf of the Palestinian terrorists. Let's watch this here. In the name of love and tolerance and inclusivity and diversity, equity, and inclusion, we're going to overcome barricades. We're going to invade a Democratic National Convention, the DNCCP. We're going to do this all in the name of our virtuous ideals, and no one's going to come after us because the Department of Justice is totally corrupt. That's the message.
They've been marching all day since noon. They started in Union Park, and they now have made their way to the front of the United Center. You have a lot of attendees here for the DNC. The chanting of these protesters at the main entrance of the DNC.
All right, folks, we're going to come up on a break here in 30 seconds, and then we're going to take more calls for the last 30 minutes of the broadcast this evening. I see Will, Jay, Bart, Ethan, David, O'Brien, all on the board, Dave, Bill, on the board. I'm going to try to get to as many of you as I can in the next 4 minutes and 15 seconds. In the meantime, please open up a tab. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we are still on the air by getting great products for your health. It's not an expense. It's an investment not only in your health, both mental and physical, but also in freedom of speech, freedom of humanity itself. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Your grandma died all alone in the hospital. Your wife was fired over a mandate. Your teenage son has heart problems. You lost your business. They kicked you off of social media. Your two-year-old was forced to wear a mask. And now they want you to forget about the whole thing. Oh, hell no. We will never forget.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. complying with it, we'll get you killed. Period.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library. The most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have a complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months. And now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Where critical thinking meets the pursuit of truth, it's The War Room with your host, Chase Geyser.
I am Chase Geyser, your host for the next 27 minutes. We are going to be taking calls for the remainder of the show, and we'll be showing a live video from 6 p.m. Central to 7 p.m. Central, and diving in with Alex Jones in studio to live coverage of the DNCCP this evening from Chicago, Illinois. Chicago, the onion swamp of human trafficking, centralized subjugation. All right, let's go to Will in California. Will, what is on your mind?
Hey, Chase.
Amen.
Convention hypocrisy. Isn't it interesting how they need a huge border wall to protect the DNC, but not a wall for our own border?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they wanted to fund the police until they get extra security.
Yep.
Until they need extra security. And they also demand ID to get in. Man, this is hypocrisy at its finest. Too bad they don't want IDs for voters, too.
I know. It's unbelievable. And you hit the nail on the head in like one sentence. That was an unbelievable way to just frame and show the world that these people don't actually have principles. They just have policies of political convenience. So they love democracy when it helps them. They hate it when it doesn't. They love border invasions when it helps them, but they love walls when those help them. They love the police when the police help them, but they hate the police when the police don't. They have no principles. They're just wish-wash garbage. Will, great call. Jay in Missouri. Jay, what is on your mind? Are you there, Jay? All right, let's move on to Bart in Georgia. Bart, what is on your mind?
Yes, first of all, Survival Shield S3.
Hey, Bart, I got to interrupt you because you're breaking up quite a bit, but I do hear that you're plugging Survival Shield X3, which I absolutely want to reciprocate. It is an amazing product. We know that Survival Shield X3 helps with thyroid health, and thyroid is incredibly important for your body's ability to detoxify itself from the chemicals that we're exposed to, either in the atmosphere or in the food and water that we consume. I'm not sure if it's in stock. You guys will have to check that on InfoWarsStore.com. But Survival Shield X2 and X3 are amazing products. X3 is even better than X2. X2 is still great, but X3 is better because it has three different types of iodine in it. And as Caucasian Europeans, some of our genetics don't actually absorb iodine effectively. So by having three different types of iodine in it, it ensures that at least one of those iodines in the supplement will be absorbed by your body and used to really bolster your thyroid health so that you can detoxify those toxins from your bodies. You can remove them from your body by having the utmost thyroid health. Not only is iodine used if you're exposed to radiation, we know that in the event of Chernobyl and things like that, scientists and people that were working near the event of that nuclear radiation when that core was exposed from that RBMK reactor, we know that they were consuming iodine to help protect themselves from radiation, but it's all the other toxins as well, whether it's the crap that's in our water, whether it's crap that's in our food or in the air that we breathe, especially if we're in cities. Survival Shield X3 is absolutely essential. I mean, if you've purchased things like water filters from us, or if you purchase things like Life Select from us, which is our storable food with a 25-year shelf life, iodine is absolutely essential to add to your arsenal of survival gear, supplies, equipment in the event of some sort of apocalyptic event, which we seem to be coming closer and closer to as Tim Walson, Kamala Harris usher their Kamala cost into the force. So I appreciate that call, Bart. I'm sorry I couldn't really take your call in a more serious way because of the breakup, but we will definitely take your call again in the future. Ethan in Alabama. Ethan, what is on your mind, sir?
Thanks for taking my call, man.
You're welcome.
Nice you played the J.D. Vance clip because that's kind of what is on the topic. You remember, didn't they say they hacked the Trump campaign?
Yeah, but then nothing came out because there was nothing controversial to hack.
Right. So there's no dirt. What I'm saying is, I know Trump got to have an inner circle, right? And he gets final say, but was there a lot of his inner circle pointing to J.D. Vance?
Because as responsible for the hack or as the VP candidate?
As the VP candidate.
Oh, yeah. So I think the reason that J.D. Vance was picked is because of his influence in the Rust Belt. You know, he's from the region, and they're thinking that that's going to be where the real battleground is. And that's why Tim Walz was picked as a counter pick as well, because he's kind of in the same area. So I think it had most to do with geographic components or variables in the selection more than anything else.
People would say I definitely am an overthinker. People would say that.
Yeah,
but
I've been
recently looking into like root words and names and stuff. Like, they name streets for a reason. There's a meaning for it, but it might not be significant. But there's usually, anyways. What I'm getting to is, I kept hearing J.D. Vance, J.D. Vance. I was like, what does J.D. stand for? And it's James David Vance.
Okay.
And I looked, well, let me look at what the meaning of James is. Well, you look that up, and the Greek root is the supplanter. And then you move on to the word David, the name David, not the word, the name David. It means beloved. And then you get to Vance, and it means who lives in the marshland or wetland. And it's funny, like, the other name for that would be swamp. So if you read it in modern English, his name would read the supplanter, beloved, the swamp. It's pretty crazy. Look into that.
I love this call, but I mean, holy cow. I mean, first of all, James and David are biblical names, so it makes sense that he'd be named after key figures in the Bible. James, of course, and David, King David. So I think that's probably where that comes from. Vance, I mean, you can't choose your last name. My last name's Geyser, and I like to think that it means somebody who holds a spear, but it most likely means goat herder. So my ancestors were hanging out with the animals in the pasture for a long time. It's not some glorious, victorious name, man. I don't know, man. I like where your head's at, and I don't think that it's silly, but you got to be really careful.
No, look into it, though. Donald means world leader. It's just really crazy, man. When you start looking,
well, I'll tell you what, my grandfather's name was Donald, and he was not a world leader. He was a World War II veteran, and he was awesome. So he did fight in a world war, but he wasn't King Tut.
Right. It's just this is it. I thought it was very interesting. That's what it reads. If anybody looks at it,
I like that.
What a coincidence!
Feel free to call anytime. What does Kamala mean? Just evil whore.
Kamala, I think, was something. It was something kind of odd. I don't even remember. I could look it up, but I mean,
interesting.
Anybody could look it up in an instant.
Well, speaking of Davids, I want to go to David in Texas. David, what do you think, man? You think J.D. Vance's name is a prophecy for deep state swamp loving?
I don't know. That's going pretty far a little bit, but you never know. Everything is going berserk. So
yeah.
You never know. I mean, things are put together in a weird way sometimes to be true.
Yeah. So you wanted to talk about the interview with Dr. Malone today that Alex did?
Yes, sir. Before I start this message, I'd like to say to everybody the goal in life is to have eternal life. Mm. My name is David, and I haven't called in a while, but I'm still listening every day like I have been doing for years.
I appreciate you.
The interview with Dr. Malone today. I would appreciate if Alex would talk about this today as far as the interview that he had with him today, as far as the lawsuit that he had against Ms. Dr. Jane Ruby that was dismissed for him claiming to be the inventor of the mRNA vaccine shot.
Interesting.
And which he's not. I mean, it was I can't remember the name at this moment, but they got the Nobel Peace Prize back in 2014, Lady in the Mail.
I hadn't heard that. I'll have to look into it. I saw a bunch of patents hanging on the wall behind Dr. Malone today, but I haven't looked into whether or not he's actually behind mRNA in a litigious way. I haven't really investigated. I just took it. I took his word for it.
No, he's not. He's not the inventor.
Huh.
But I would like Alex to speak about this because these are the things that the real InfoWarriors are having a mixed message about sometimes is understanding we know that Alex is real. And sometimes things can be missed, but, I'm a person that goes on Band Out of Video, and I listen to all the podcasts for many years like I've been doing. And
I tell you what, we're coming up on a break in about 25 seconds here, and I don't mean to intentionally cut you off. I would really appreciate it if you would send me a direct message either on Twitter or Instagram at Real Chase Geyser about this, because I'm happy to look into it and put a bug in Alex's ear. Thank you so much for your call, David. I appreciate you. God bless you. And stick with us, folks, because on the other side of this break, we are going to take more of your calls on the board here.
Alex Jones here with a call of action, a call to action for all the patriots out there watching or listening to this transmission. We can't fight the globalists without your support. And I can't think of an organization or group out there other than President Trump that has had more of an effect against the New World Order than this operation. And that's because of the grace of God and your support and our intrepid crew. And I'm asking you now at a critical time going into this election when the enemy is trying to shut everybody down and put everybody in prison, to double down and support the broadcast more than ever, to share the articles, the videos, the links, and to get the products at InfoWarsStore.com. So, 2.5 years ago, one of our great supporters and sponsors came forward and said, you ought to sell collectible cards with a little ingot of gold in it. These are very, very popular. And I went and looked it up online. It is very, very popular. It's not an investment. It's a collectible. If you want to get gold or silver and get the best prices on it, that's Dr. Kirk Elliott and KEPM.com/gold. Best group out there, highest ratings, amazing prices, the best. This is a collectible and a memento to know you supported the broadcast. Then the bankruptcy started, and the people that came in from the court said, we're not going to keep outside people's products in here in your store. And they kicked them back to the folks, despite the fact we'd already sold out of half of these in just a month. Well, now that I'm back in control of the company, and now that InfoWars itself is not in bankruptcy, I am able to offer these again, and this will help keep us on air. InfoWars has teamed up with one of the nation's leading mints to help you acquire this 24-karat .999 pure gold without paying thousands of dollars an ounce. Stock up on 24-karat .999 pure gold in the most popular size of 1/10 gram, an affordable, sleek card that fits your wallet, drawer, glove compartment, and is easy to travel with. They're amazing cards. It's got original art I came up with. It's got the little bar of gold in there. And it just lets you know that you supported the InfoWar. You'll have a historical memento as a keepsake for yourself, for your family, for your children, and your grandchildren. Because this is a historic fight. And this is a true piece of Americana that we have here. So I'm very, very proud of it. Again, we sold out of half of these a couple years ago. They got put back to the company that paid to have them made. Now that I'm back in control, they shipped them back into our warehouse, and the other half are available right now. I would imagine they'll sell out in a month or so. We've only got a few thousand of these left, and I cannot fund this operation without you doing this. Now, I want to be clear. I'm not telling you to buy this as a gold investment. That's not what this is. It's a little piece of gold in there. This is like on NPR, that still gets taxpayer money. They'll sell a coffee mug that costs them $5 or a baseball cap that costs them $10. And you make a $100 donation and you get that as a memento that you supported communism and the New World Order. I know you don't want to do that. This costs, I think they told me, more than $10 per card, something like that, $10 or $11. And so the other $80-something dollars will go to fund the operation. We need these funds to continue on in the fight. So get your collectible card, your piece of art, with the little piece of gold in it today, and you will help keep us on air. The decision is yours. This is a limited edition. It's something that people like. It's popular, and it's something that's collectible. But regardless, the real value is knowing you stood up for America at such a critical time that myself and President Trump and others are under such massive, massive, massive levels of attack. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and get the exclusive InfoWars Limited Edition proprietary 24-karat 999 pure gold collectible. Thank you for your support. Get this collectible now and help keep us on air.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am Chase Geiser, your host for the next 10 minutes and 23 seconds. We are going to be taking your calls and then cutting away to a video until the DNC populates. Alex Jones will be back in studio. I will be staying as well to ride shotgun with Alex Jones if he'll have me. And we will be covering the live events occurring at the DNCCP this evening in Chicago, Illinois. So please stay tuned, share the broadcast, infowars.com/show, or repost it on X by going to @RealAlexJones and reposting there. Make sure you're following him. Make sure you're following InfoWars at InfoWars as well. The broadcasts every day are shared on both of those accounts consistently, regularly, always. And let's go to calls. All right, let's go to O'Brien. O'Brien, you've been waiting 47 minutes. God bless you. What is on your mind, O'Brien?
Yes, hi. My name is... I think the assassination... I think some stuff is still going to happen, so basically... I mean, they already tried once,
yeah.
And I got a feeling they're going to do it again. The question is basically when and how.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Do you think he's aware of this, or do you think he's just taking it for granted that it was just this fluke thing?
No, I mean, actually, I bullied David here back in, when was this? Saturday, I think, July?
July 13th.
Yeah. After that bullet grazing, I think he took it pretty much seriously, and I think he's pretty much well aware of the risk and the people that are going to try to put him down.
Well, I 100% agree with you. I think that they're going to try again as well if they can, if there's an opportunity. So he's got to ramp up security. He's got to take it really seriously. It seems like he's trying to, but if God saved him once, then God, I think, would save him again. At least I hope so. But let's go to Dave in Arizona. Dave, how are you doing this evening?
I'm blessed. Hopefully we can finish our conversation from yesterday. I was the last caller on Sunday. He only had 14 seconds.
Yes, let's do it.
Here's the country if we don't have free, fair, transparent elections
correct.
And a strong border.
Correct.
So the federal government is complicit. In fact, they've funded and facilitated the largest human smuggling ring in the history of the world, 30 million people. Let's say half of them are military-age men.
Yes.
They're going to revolt and take down our country. The other half, a bunch of them, are innocent people that may be underage, but they may be indebted servitude, and they are effectively being raped 5, 10, 12 times a day
yes.
for the rest of their lives. And look what we, the people, do to protect them. Not the federal government. It's not the state. It's us, we, the people. C.S. Lewis warned us we were men without chests. I am ashamed. I'm glad my grandfather's not here, D-Day plus 8. He kicked my ass around the backyard for not doing anything 4 years after I found out about the rape culture in our world. And it's not only facilitated, it's funded by tax dollars through
yes.
NGOs. People stand up and scream about this 24/7. I'm like you. Not only am I wearing the full armor of God, I'm ready to strap up and take back our republic.
Yeah, I know. I totally understand how you feel. What really blew my mind, I was like 15 years old in Chicago, Illinois, where this DNC is taking place. And my parents, in their naivete, let me walk around at night in downtown Chicago. This must have been 2004, around then. And I remember walking down Division Street, which apparently is where all of the hookers are. And I remember seeing, I wasn't just saying this earlier in the show today, seeing cop cars parked between in the alleys between the buildings on Division Street in Chicago as hookers were soliciting Johns, as underage girls my age at the time and younger were being walked by middle-aged men, and they were dressed, these little girls were dressed all skimpy. And I remember being like, what the hell is going on? Why aren't these cops doing anything about the clear human trafficking that's happening right before their eyes as they're paid off in Chicago? I mean, it is like Gotham level stuff. I don't know if you've ever seen The Watchmen. It was like Rorschach, just disgusted. I felt like Rorschach, disgusted with the debauchery and just immoral behavior of these people. And I'm just a 14, 15-year-old kid. There's nothing I can do about it personally at the time. I'm doing the best I can now, being on air and trying to raise awareness about this depravity that's going on. And I'm not on some moral high ground. I don't think I'm morally superior. I'm not trying to throw stones. I only throw stones at sins that I don't commit, right? Or sins that are at such an egregious level, it's even beyond me to even imagine. I feel totally comfortable throwing stones at globalists, at New World Order political hacks, at human traffickers, at rapists, because I am none of those things and never will be any of those things. I don't throw stones at people for sinning in the way that I sin because I don't want to be a hypocrite and judgmental, but I'm happy to throw stones at these people. They are the epitome of evil. It's happening right before our eyes, and I don't know what to do other than scream in the abyss about it and raise awareness, but at some point, it's going to be so abundantly obvious that we will no longer have a place to look away. There will be no direction that we can look as a people where we don't see this evil. And when we can no longer look away, then we have to face it. And only when we face it can it be overcome. Dave, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. Bill in Connecticut. Bill, what is on your mind?
Yeah. Hi, Chase. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Alex hit the trifecta with Owen Harrison and you.
Yeah, those guys are great.
My Twitter account was deleted on January 20th of 2021.
So the inauguration
and
day.
Inauguration day, precisely. And the ostensible reason they gave for deleting it was I posted a Bible quote, better to put a millstone around your neck and toss yourself into the sea than harm a little one. But really, that wasn't it. What it was, I finally determined, is they deleted all my posts from Election Day all the way to January.
Wow, so it was really election disinformation.
Yeah, yeah. And what I was
doing. Have you since appealed?
I wrote a certified letter to Elon Musk, and I got a response back, and they said no. And I keep. And now it's at a point where I bugged them so much. I can't even, watch you and Alex on X.com anymore.
Well, totally what was your Twitter handle? Let's hear it.
W. Everett.
Spell it.
WEVARTS.
Okay.
And there was nothing, you know, I didn't post anything that was, well, you know, it was all really correct information.
Yes,
and
yes.
And regarding election night, I know you're running out of time, there was five swing states that all counted the votes, stopped counting votes at the same time.
Yes, and then started now, again, and it snowballed in favor of Joe Biden. We all saw it.
Yeah. Now, all that has been taken off, all scrubbed from Google. You can't find that anymore. And my question is, who gave the order to stop counting all at the same time? That's not coincidental.
Yes, it was a centralized, coordinated effort to sabotage this election. I think it was done by the leadership of the DNC.
Yeah, yeah. So Elon Musk purportedly fired 80% of his people, but he's got 20% still there. He's probably still got 10% people that are not loyal to his vision. And now you've got my handle. If you could tell Alex to talk to him or somebody, because I'm sure I'm not the only one. I'm not just calling about myself.
Sure.
But so I haven't been on there for 3 years.
Yeah, I'll see what I can do. I mean, I don't have Elon's phone number. I can't just text him, and I don't even know if Jones does or not. I know he's in contact with his team, but I'll see what I can do. I'll tweet out a screenshot of your suspended account, and I'll call for it to be reinstated and see if that helps. But Bill, thank you so much for your call. We've only got about a minute and a half left. Folks, we are covering the live DNCCP tonight. We are covering Hillary Clinton speaking, Joe Biden speaking. Alex Jones is coming back in studio and will be on air. I'll be riding shotgun with him behind the desk, hopefully. And as soon as these speakers begin, we will be covering it. Now, in the beginning, they're going to have some of these low-level, low-value people speaking that you've never heard of or never seen. We're probably not going to be covering much of that until someone relevant or recognizable comes to the stage. But this is the place to go for coverage live of what's happening tonight with true InfoWars-style analysis from the great Alex Jones. So please stay tuned at InfoWars.com/show or at Real Alex Jones on X or at InfoWars on X. And of course, you can follow me at Real Chase Geyser on X. That's RealChaseGeyser. And in the meantime, please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Check out our amazing products. If you go to the menu at the top and drop down and select InfoWars MD, this is an unlimited supply of our inventory of the best products that will help with your mental health, your physical health, while simultaneously keeping InfoWars on the air at a time when the InfoWar itself has reached a climax. It's so important that we protect freedom of speech as we approach this election on November 5th, which is an election to determine whether or not humanity will even exist in the near future. I truly, fundamentally believe that. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and be the reason we are still on the air. And make sure you stay tuned because we are live until there's nothing live to cover.
We got a big announcement at InfoWarsStore.com. All InfoWars MD supplements, a premium supplement line, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to diverse needs. We've got something for everyone at the InfoWars MD line. Ageless Vitality Collagen. Just look into all the benefits of collagen, folks. If you're not getting any collagen in your system, this is a great way to do so. Ageless Vitality Collagen. Superfood Greens. Are you getting the fiber? Are you getting the greens in your life? If you're not eating your vegetables, this is a great way to supplement that. Superfood Greens. Mushroom Max. All the great benefits of mushrooms. You might not like eating them. I'm not a big fan of them myself, but you can get it in a capsule. You don't have to worry about the nasty taste or texture. And get all the benefits. Mushroom Max, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, Turmeric 95. Man, the benefits of turmeric are just incredible. When I'm not taking turmeric, I genuinely can notice the difference. It's one of those types of supplements where you notice when you're not taking it. And for me, it's kind of the soreness and maybe some inflammation after a workout or if I play basketball for a couple hours the next day. I noticed the difference. I noticed the difference. And it's kind of sad. It reminds you, you're not going to be young forever. But that's why turmeric is so important. Turmeric 95, 25% off. The prebiotic formula, the prostate support, very important for men. Nerve Renew, Joint Max Relief. That's both of those things are key. And then good night's sleep. You know, if you're having trouble sleeping, a supplement always great for that. Good night's sleep. All of these, the InfoWars MD premium supplement line, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. We appreciate your support there. That's what makes everything we do here possible.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.